against President Trump over his asking Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden. It's declassified now with some redactions for members of intelligence committees to read.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Democrat Adam Schiff told reporters he found the allegations disturbing.
I can understand why the Inspector General found them credible.
Republican Chris Stewart, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee, says the Ukraine controversy is going nowhere.
All just this one thing, this one phone call that we've been talking about.
GOP Senator Ben Sasse cautioned Republicans against circling the wagons, saying there's obviously some very troubling things here.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, the acting director of National Intelligence, testifies in Congress this morning about the complaint. Jacques Chirac died, president of France from 1995 to 2007. He was 86 years old and had a variety of health problems since leaving office. America's listening to Fox News.
Morning. Did you sleep?
Still sleeping.
Morning, sleepy poo. You want pancakes?
Why?
Why?
Because I'm making pancakes.
Pancake surprise.
Pancakes.
It's also
national.
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 Pancake day.
Pancakes. Pancake. Pancake.
National.
Pancake. Pancake.
Pancakes. Got it.
Pancakes for everyone.
Let's start the show.
I want pancakes.
Got any syrup?
It's showtime.
Hey, sleepy poo. If you can't live up to the name Sleepy Poo, we got somebody that can help you.
Mr. Sandman.
Who's joining us? Hello, Mr. Sandman.
Good morning. Good morning.
How's everything?
Hi. Hi there, Emily. And everybody.
Jay's here, Hello. Too.
Rich is out of the studio because Bailey had an urgent need.
So, he had to go get some chicken for him, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
They're on a chicken hunt.
Okay.
And yeah, the rest behind the building.
Ain't nothing really going on. We still have a sale going on, of course, but you know, that's the same stuff we do all the time. But except for Millbrook. Millbrook is, that story will be closing, and we've got gobs of inventory still up there. So you're not going to, you know, you still have a tremendous selection of inventory at the Millbrook store at discounted prices. Lots of really nice queen and king and twin and full mattresses, headboards, bedroom, a few bedroom suits left up there, lots of pillows. And we just restocked it with pillows. So, it's, you know, we're not, we won't keep bringing pillows and stuff like that up there to keep selling. So, that's a great deal. And they're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65. On the right-hand side, there's a Citgo station, then a little shopping center. And they're in that shopping center, easy to find. Down Montgomery, we're giving extra discounts on everything in Montgomery also. So, because, you know, my salespeople down here get a little bit gripey because Millbrook, you know, is getting all the business. So, come see us in Montgomery, and we'll make you a good deal down here, too, on everything, you know, Serta. You know, my diamond mattresses, I'm the only person in this, probably in the state, that carries these, but my customers are loving them. We have to order them when you come in because they come in a box and they'll be in about a week, 10 days getting here. But they are fabulously comfortable. They have all sorts of cool technologies in them, great back support, and they're a very attractive mattress, which, you know, that's the main reason to buy a mattress, is how it looks. So come see us in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway right across from the Dairy Queen and at Millbrook, where I told you a moment ago. We're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and we have a lot of mattresses in stock. If you need a mattress today, you can have one today.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman. We appreciate you, too.
Thank you.
805.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Bailey and I were just checking out the traffic, and it's already almost 80 degrees. We're at 79 right now. On our way to perhaps 99, you know, which would easily break the record today of 94 from 2016. Yesterday, we tied the record with 98. Low tonight, 72. Rain chances, not zero. In fact, if you want to accentuate the positive, some of the high-res models are printing out a few showers on the radar this afternoon on future radar. So, there's, you know, I've got the rain chances under 20%, but not zero. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and beyond. Record highs each day. I think we'll be in the upper 90s through Monday. But still, even some record highs could be broken next Tuesday, next Wednesday, the following Thursday. So it could be 9 days of records. And we're also going to be the driest September ever. We just got the new drought monitor map. 83% of the state in drought, in some level of drought. Right now this morning, we have clear skies, calm winds at 79 degrees at 8:07. And our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire are ready to take your call right now. In fact, they were ready in the middle of the night, and they'll be ready in the middle of the weekend. Because plumbing picks the worst time.
The worst!
To be a problem. And that's why they're ready to go. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call them. They're very professional. They'll pick up the phone and tell you when they're on their way. They sit down with me and say, okay, we've diagnosed the problem. This is what it is. This is what it'll cost you. And in a few minutes, it's fixed. And they're gone. And that's the way it is at Plumbing by Lukewire. So now it's a no-brainer at my house. It's going to be Plumbing by Lukewire. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't fixed, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, and they say it clear, more clearly than that, call them at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Ask them about the whole house plumbing inspection, which will give you great peace of mind. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Tamika Lewis, I hope you are ready. You're the next name in our name game contest. And up for grabs this week is the Sony 65-inch Smart XPR TV for you. If you want to get qualified, Tamika Lewis, you got to call us at 396-5477. 396-5477, Tamika Lewis. And don't forget, everybody can play the name game. Just submit your name over at newstalk931.com. We've got 5 weeks of fantastic prizes up for grabs. And Tamika Lewis, it's your shot to get qualified for that 65-inch smart TV from Cohen's.
Thank you, Emily. 8 minutes after 8. Traffic time.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and we see some hang-ups that are going to slow you down. This morning, we still see a delay on I-65 southbound headed into the downtown area. That should clear up before too much longer. There's still an issue on I-85 southbound between Taylor Road and the Boulevard. Police are still working an accident in that area. Otherwise, everything seems to be returning to a normal flow. It's crowded out there, so be careful and watch the traffic around you. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota is now open Sundays after church from noon till 6. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Thanks again to everybody that came out to Baumhauer's Victory Grill last night. It was a blast. I am paying for it today. It was worth it.
I always love it when he pays.
You know, on one hand, it's nice to be still having birthdays, but you know what I'm actually happier about?
What's that?
That I grew up in the era that I did.
Me too.
Because what's going on now with social media is sick. You know, remember the story? I think it was last week. The kid that held up the sign at the ESPN game day.
And started making millions of dollars then and giving it away. Well, they found some stuff in his social media background, right?
Who is the... I'd like to know who the jerk is that said, it's my job to go investigate this individual. I'm going to go back into his teenhood and find out if he did anything that I don't approve of.
Was it racial?
Supposedly.
But didn't they go back and find out that the guy who discovered it also had some bad stuff?
Probably.
I hope they did.
Yeah.
This has got to stop.
It won't.
This is...
It won't. It won't stop.
Well, I'm going to keep saying it. I'll be gone. You'll have to deal with it. But
It'll stop when people stop using that, you know,
thank God.
Social media.
I only tweet about the weather, so... Unless that becomes critical in the future, I don't know.
I've posted very opinionated stuff, but nothing I've ever been called a racist or this phobe. Everything is a phobe if you don't buy into the collective political correctness. But this is awful. I mean, is there anybody listening today that didn't say or do something stupid or immature or regretful or unthinking when they were 16 freaking years old? This is BS. This is sickening. So
he raised all this money, and then Anheuser-Busch, which was going to put his picture on one of the cans.
Oh, not now.
They pulled that idea.
Because companies have weaker knees than people do.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
Thank God Nike still supports me.
You know, just do it, Rich. I guess the term for this is milkshake duck. Have you heard that one, Jay?
Oh, what? Boy. Yes, I've heard that term, and it relates to a game, a video game.
Yeah.
A guy who created a video game. Yeah, I know.
It describes how people fall from grace so fast because of their bad past behavior on social media. Mm-hmm. But, look, anybody here that didn't do or say something immature or regretful when they were 16?
Oh, jeez.
I probably did. I just didn't document it.
I hate it. It makes me crazy.
I would imagine that I did, but there is nothing where I wrote it down for all time to.
Well, here's the other part of the story.
You know,
attitudes.
Right. I don't know that I did.
Have changed over time. Words we use have changed over time. We've been evolving through my entire lifetime. Stuff that we were told to say when I was a kid is stuff that is totally unacceptable now, and that's good, but we're evolving. Why do we have to keep going back and punishing people for stuff that was said 5 years ago or 100 years ago? It's like the Kate Smith thing. She mirrored an attitude that was kind of prevalent in the 30s, but no, we got to go back and try and convict her after she's dead.
And you're
going to
take away the song from the Yankees game?
Yeah, and they did.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody was complaining. It's just sad. 8:13, here's the news, the conundrum coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery man convicted of reckless murder has been sentenced. Ladarius Lafitte was sentenced to 139 years in prison for the death of Ashley Perkins. Back in 2017, Lafitte and another man were racing down Vaughn Road when his car slammed into Perkins, going 144 miles per hour. The Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a statewide fire alert. The fire alert is effective immediately and means that permits for outdoor burning will be restricted and issued only at the discretion of the state forester. And the United States Coast Guard announced the death of a student attending a preparatory program at Marion Military Institute. Details are still limited, but officials say the student was found dead on Monday. This death is now under investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Looking for a job? Now, Amazon Alexa can help you apply for a job at some of the biggest companies in America.
Hey, Alexa, I want to apply for a job.
I can't understand what you're saying. Please repeat.
Crap.
Got it. Submitting your application to be an Uber driver.
No, Alexa, I want a job with more prestige.
Sure, how about popular?
I already do that. Alexa, find me a customer service job where no customers will even bother me.
Applying for a position at Sears.
No! Ugh, this is so annoying!
Searching for jobs in telemarketing.
What a piece of monkey-sucking garbage!
Looking up lawyers.
Enough! You know what, Alexa? I don't want to work anywhere!
Searching for jobs in radio.
But we're working here, and we are local. We are Blue Water Broadcasting, and our CEO, the buttery Rick Peters.
Who has a birthday today.
Yes, and still loves doing shows on a couple of our radio stations. We should we do the big suck up here and sing the birthday song?
Well, is this the day that you are
younger? I'm a whippersnapper. I'm a year younger than him. Yeah, we were born one day apart.
Yeah.
We are also in 2019. It was right about this time, too, that we really, stepped it up or whatever you want to call it in South Florida.
Uh-huh.
because he started me there.
Yeah.
It's 40 years later.
Whoa.
And we're still pretty doing pretty good, I think.
And all across the land they're singing happy birthday to
you. Too, baby.
Oh, 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 you're mine. Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day. Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen. Then you can hit the hay.
Hey, Rick, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday, Rick.
Or as Mrs. calls him, Richard?
Oh.
Mr. Butters. Okay, is...
I didn't know which name we were going to go with on that one.
The buttery one.
Rick Peters. Boss man.
Yeah.
You know.
When he was first engaged to the former Jennifer
Roy.
I still have her in my phone as Roy.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I do too.
I
have to have it because I have this out of 900 of these hotkeys.
Roy.
That's one of the originals.
And every once in a while we'll get a call from somebody whose first name is
Roy.
And I get to use it. Happened the other day.
Gary. said I had Roy's girl.
Years ago when I was on, I think it was Alice, the late, great Alice 96.1,
mm-hmm.
I referred the buttery Rick Peters coming, and she loved that, so it stuck.
Hmm.
And now she's Mrs. Butters.
Yeah.
All callers to the show so far today are qualified to win some great stuff at the end of the week in our Emily Grand Prize drawing tomorrow about 8:55. One of those things to win is the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. We got a predict-a-thon tomorrow. Which game should we do?
Well, last week you did two.
I would say Bama and Ole Miss.
Bama Ole Miss is a big deal. And then Mississippi State and Auburn's a big deal. So
next week, though, isn't it Auburn, Florida? And that's the first time that y'all have played in...
It is Florida
like
next week.
Like a decade.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Bama this week, Auburn next.
Yeah. Bama this week, Auburn next, I think. Especially with Ole Miss coming off that really bad call.
They are really, really angry.
Yeah.
I didn't see that play. I heard about it.
It's awful.
At the very least, they should have reviewed the play before letting them continue on. There was 9 seconds left.
It was awful.
It was ridiculous.
They shouldn't have lost that game.
Terrible.
Yeah, who'd they lose that to?
To Cal.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dipsbiz.
Yeah, I don't blame them for being ticked off about that. Yeah. Anyway.
So they're going to come to Tuscaloosa fired up.
You can engage your intuitive powers. Swami came to the party last night and was doing... by request.
Really?
Yes. She gets recognized in public for her voice because we've made that so... You can't miss it. Can't miss it. All right. Our conundrum is coming up. And... we're not sure
of anything anymore.
Really. But one of the things we're not sure of is whether we did this one in the past, but I don't think it matters that we did it was a long time ago.
It doesn't look familiar to me.
But we will have that for you and a chance to win a $10 CV Bistro gift card coming up.
As we roll on through the 8 o'clock hour this Thursday morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees everything back to a normal flow of traffic. We don't have any problems for you on the boulevard. Everybody's moving along fine. We also don't see any hang-ups on the 31s. If you're on the interstates, be careful. We've had a couple of problems, but everything looks like it's rolling at a speed limit right now. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is going on now through October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and my friend Jay, who doesn't always get to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro because he's busy doing other things like answering the phone, and since that's not happening right now, Jay, tell him about the Seafood Bistro.
I would love to tell everybody about the Seafood Bistro. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Basically, all you need to know is that's right down from the radio station.
Right.
Is where they're at. 279-7500 is their number, or the other way, TheSeafoodBistro.com. That's much easier to remember, isn't it? TheSeafoodBistro.com. You can go there and actually see the hours, but they open up at 11 o'clock every single day. But you'll see the hours there, and you'll see the full menu. You can also put in your order right there online. You could do that now, and it would be ready for you around, you know, 11:30 or so, whenever they after they get open and stuff. It'll be ready for you by then. You can also order from delivery apps on your phone. There's an easy way. There's many easy ways for you to enjoy the Seafood Bistro, as well as just going by and dining in. Fantastic, delicious food, lunch or dinner. It's the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Now that your appetite's been properly whet, it's time for today's conundrum. Do you want to do the name one more time before you...
If you would like me to, yes.
Yes.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Tamika Davis, I'm sorry, Tamika Lewis, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477 to qualify for the Sony 65-inch XBR Smart TV from Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. That's what we're qualifying folks for this week, is that Smart TV from Cohen's, and then next week we'll have another prize for you to win. If you want to play the name game, all you have to do is submit your name at our website, newstalk931.com, click on the name game banner, and throw your name in the hat, and you could be like Tamika Lewis and have your name called.
Thank you, Emily. Here is your conundrum, and I want to see the phones explode with callers. There are five of these created every second of every day.
Five every second?
Every second of every day.
Wow.
Year round.
Love bugs?
What is this that we're discussing?
Love bugs feels right. God.
You know, they're only around a brief period of time, but I don't recall them being as abundant in any other season as they've been this year.
I'm wondering, is it every few years?
They fly United.
They do. They fly United.
they do.
You ever see the
logo? They do.
I know. It's like, and have you ever tried to take a close look at what's actually going on with them?
No, not really. Mm-mm, they're joined at the rear.
2729228.
Is that where they connect?
It looks the way that I see it as they walk across my windshield or slam into it.
Yeah.
Is, like they got two heads, one on each end. And
then we've seen the ones that are alone, and don't you feel sorry for them? You couldn't find anyone?
I was on the thinking stoop trying to find a spot that wasn't covered in bird crap. Because that's going on now.
I know.
Dude, the birds are out there bombing the car.
Yeah.
It's horrible. And I saw one love bug all by himself. So I lit him on fire with my...
Are you serious? Are you 12? Do you pour salt on slugs, too?
That's you can idea. Do that?
Have you never done that before?
No.
Oh, wow.
That sounds cruel.
It is cruel, but
it's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my life.
Like, bugs don't have feelings.
No, did it as a kid and feel like it's something I feel guilty about today, watching that slug shrivel up. It's bad. It was rude of us to do that.
It shrivels when you put salt on it?
You kill it.
Yeah. Is that where the term saltpeter came from?
Oh, my God.
Here is Greg P.
Hi, Greg.
First guest on this conundrum.
How's it going, gang?
Great. Hey. Five of these are created every second of every day. What are we talking about?
I'm going to go with a new Facebook group.
Judges?
No.
I heard it.
It's so close.
It's
But it's not the answer.
I mean, it's so close, it's like two love bugs. You're just the wrong one. You're the one that I set on fire. Yes.
I had a feeling I was close. Okay, guys, thanks.
Very close.
Don't be mad at us when we give the winning answer.
It's related.
Take it out with Greg.
Here's Sam.
Good morning, Greg.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, let's go with websites.
Websites
website
created?
Is...
No. But we're
okay. I was going to say Dirty Thoughts, but you know I heard the hint. But y'all have a great day.
Thanks. Okay. Dirty Thoughts. I think those occur more frequently. At least that's what they.
What
tell
do they
us,
say
right?
about males every
seven seconds?
7 seconds. Or,
I've.
I don't think it's that
look,
much.
I
think it's at least three. Nine.
Yeah. 272-9228. So five of these are created every second of every day. Our first guess was real close. I mean. As close as Mark and Zuckerberg are. Don?
Okay, how about a telephone number?
Sorry.
No.
Interesting guess. I don't know that I can give a bigger hint than the one I just gave. Our number is 272-9228.
Maybe we should... let's put it this way, folks. The first guy... We looked at each other. Can we give it to him? He said, creating Facebook groups. And then we decided it's not specific enough.
All right, let's see if Robert can put this one to bed. Robert, what you got?
Well, how about a Facebook account, every 5 seconds?
All right, he says a Facebook account 5 every second of every day. And that is, judges.
That is it.
So you have won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Awesome. One of my favorite places.
Good.
We glad that you go there. You'll hold on now, because whenever you develop a speech impediment in the middle of a sentence, you should roll with it so it sounds normal to people. Look, I've made it to 8:29. Do you think I can hang in there for 31 more minutes?
Oh, gosh, yeah. You could hang in for 35 more minutes.
I love parties. I love people. And yesterday was a party and people day. It was awesome. But, this is a funny thing. Yeah. I don't drink. Right. I did not take anything intoxicating or anything like that yesterday. And I still feel kind of hungover. It's weird.
Yeah, well, it's your body is... Is worn out.
Okay.
Thanks.
I mean, after
that's
yesterday.
I thought maybe you meant in general.
In general. No.
When
no,
that
no.
happens, you know.
That won't happen
tomorrow.
That's
not all I can do.
No.
I have to go get two IVs simultaneously at Infusion 8:30. We have an abundance of Morning Maroon nominees and a rocket scientist. I just found this. I cannot believe the story. It's really hilarious. And that'll be coming up, too.
Yeah.
Jones Brothers is the company that's been in business over 7 decades here in the River Region. We're so blessed that we have so many businesses that support us and reach out to you through this radio station who have been around a long, long time, have a real legacy in the River Region. Jones Brothers is one of those companies. When it comes to roof repair or replacement, you want people who have never had somebody raise a red flag and say, you know, I really didn't need a roof replacement, yada yada. They know that in a town our size, that anybody that plays that game, it's going to get around and fast and they'll be out of business. So deal with a company that's built a reputation and kept it golden for almost 3/4 of a century. Roof repair, roof replacement, they do that, yes. They do replacement windows and doors. Twice now we've had screen doors installed at our home, and they do a seamless, perfect job. Everything from the installation of the door to repainting the door jamb and matching the interior color. They are perfectionists, but that's what you want. And at jbroof.com, you'll see all the services they offer, including some roofs they redid to make sure they left behind a 100% satisfied customer. That's jbroof.com or call direct at 800-264-8009.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
If you want to see, since this is radio and I can't show you the new drought monitor map, go to my Facebook page or Twitter account and you'll be able to see it. And 83% of the state now involved in the drought. That's up from 48% last week. Record heat today with a high temperature around, you know, we'll go to 98, 99, maybe 100, easily breaking the record of 94. Tonight's low 72. Rain chances about 10%, but not zero. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, record highs each day with highs in the upper 90s to near 100. And the rain chances 10% at best. And are we done with record highs after, Monday's done? No, I think into the early part of October, at least the first, second, and third, record highs are in jeopardy as well. Right now this morning, with clear skies and calm winds, it's 79 degrees at 8:33.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a final look at your traffic on this Thursday morning, and we're going to wrap it up with a couple of accidents on I-85. We have one southbound right past exit 11 at Chantilly Parkway. We also have a minor crash on I-85 northbound right at the interchange, so please be careful if you're using I-85. That looks like the only hassle we have this morning. Everything else is back to a normal flow. Watch the traffic around you. Get into work safely, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Professional, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Morning Maroon nominees coming up on the birthday post of the boss. I identified Cooper as our HR director.
Look at that face.
Well, you walk in and you got a complaint, talk to the face there. That's I love that.
Did you ever get licked in the face by that particular doggy?
Hershey and Briscoe are small dogs, so if you get a kiss from them, it's just a little flick of the tongue.
Right.
These guys, it's like getting licked by a giraffe, which did happen to me once.
Right.
That boss folds pretty easily, though, because, I mean, a little treat. He'll do what you want.
Yeah.
Just give him food.
But it's the funniest thing. You walk into the boss's office and you see this little brown demon sitting in the chair like I own the joint. You got a problem with that?
Yeah, right. Lifts his head up. What do you want? I'm
right.
Working here.
Unless you're holding a tree in your hand. I don't want to see it. Our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up. Here's your local news at 8:35.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery man convicted of reckless murder has been sentenced. Ladarius Lafitte was sentenced to 139 years in prison for the death of Ashley Perkins. Back in 2017, Lafitte and another man were racing down Vaughn Road when his car slammed into Perkins, going 144 miles per hour. The United States Coast Guard announced the death of a student attending a preparatory program at Marion Military Institute. Details are still limited, but officials say the student was found dead on Monday. This death is now under investigation. And the Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a statewide fire alert. The fire alert is effective immediately and means that permits for outdoor burning will be restricted and issued only at the discretion of the state forester. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day.
This Count Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. This Count Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From the producers of It comes the next scary movie of the year. At. You've never seen a preposition like this, expressing a time when an event takes place.
At 3 o'clock, at sunrise, at noon.
Expressing location or arrival in a particular place or position.
At night, at the same time, at the moment.
And meet your English teacher, Professor Pennywise. But don't end a sentence with a preposition or else.
Can you tell me where the library is? At.
At. Coming soon to the Grammar Lesson Cineplex.
It is 8:40. Boys and girls, and it's time for our morning maroon nominees, so let's go to former Secretary of State, thankfully, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid, and people exercise that right each and every day. Today, we have an abundance of morning maroon nominees. In fact, I just found this one in addition to the four I had set aside before we went on the air this morning. Here's a guy. A fire department in Illinois had to rescue this idiot. Mm-hmm. For attempting to move from Illinois to Kentucky by floating down there on a log in the Mississippi River.
Oh, that's great.
All right. That says a lot for that person.
Yeah, it ended up with a 911 call in Rock Island, Illinois, where I have been once, and once was enough, to report a guy floating down the river on a big log. The fire department had to send the rescue boat out. When they asked why he was floating on a log, he said he was attempting to move his stuff. On the cheap, and it all fell in the Mississippi River, so he lost whatever he had in his attempt to save money, and the fire department urged at a news conference to strongly discourage others from making similar transportation arrangements.
His first name was Huck.
I was going to say, he's just Huck Finn in it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, but the idiot's name is not listed in the story. So that's one nominee. I think we also have to include our rocket scientist earlier this morning who could find no better way to spend his time than to call the police 22 times and burp.
Cash Space Emergency. Yes, hi. I mean, obviously I know what you're doing, but you did this. You were doing this the other day. Hello.
See, these days when you make a phone call to anybody, they can find out where the call came
right.
from.
Right. It's called caller ID.
Then they get the address from the phone company and they come to your door.
They find that guy yet?
Yes, they did. He's been arrested.
What a bonehead.
They knock on your door and say,
"What the hell is wrong with you all?"
Here's a woman in Ohio. This happened in March. A cop in Newburg Heights, Ohio. Do you know where that is?
That's in Northeast Ohio, yes.
Tried to pull over a 23-year-old woman named Imani Edwards during a morning rush hour for tinted windows and no car registration. But she refused to stop and sped off. She wound up getting into a chase, which included her ramming into three police cars and not stopping until they finally forced her off the road and she hit a pole. When the cops arrested her, she told them she didn't stop because she was late for work. She was in court this week, and she's going to be missing a lot more work. She has been sentenced to 4 years and 9 months in prison.
Wow.
Best thing she could come up with, late for work.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, there are some companies that really, you know, give you a hard time for being a couple of minutes late, but is it worth 4 years and 9 months?
I mean, should you... Seems like if you walk in and you're like, "I got a ticket," and you show your ticket or whatever.
There you go.
There's your...
Why didn't she think of that? She'll have almost 5 years to think about it.
Lort.
Into slammer. Should we give it to her?
Sure. I like the burping guy.
The burping
British
one?
Burping guy.
Either one. I'm okay with either one.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
And those are just the best of the best. Some days I have, like, more than I need, and some days we have to kind of...
Whittle it down, yeah.
Some
triage. Idiots.
All right, we are at 8:43. Let's spend one more moment in the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guest using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a final look at your traffic on this Thursday morning, and we're going to wrap it up with a couple of accidents on I-85. We have one southbound right past exit 11 at Chantilly Parkway. We also have a minor crash on I-85 northbound right at the interchange, so please be careful if you're using I-85. That looks like the only hassle we have this morning. Everything else is back to a normal flow. Watch the traffic around you. Get into work safely, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza, Shop Professional, Foot Locker, Boost Mobile, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, look what I just found. Some audio from the dash cam of that woman who was late for work.
What are you doing?
I was on my way to work.
Do you have any idea what you just did?
Yes, sir.
Obviously you don't.
And she's late for work. Well, she's really late now, and it didn't have to be that way. All she had to do was just stop. And if you don't agree with why you're stopped and you get a ticket, then you go to court. That's why we have courts.
You're so lucky you didn't get shot. Yeah, it's no big deal, right?
Wow. Sorry, I didn't have that when we first told the story, but I just found that on one of our audio sources. But yeah, that's another part of it. They don't know. What are the police supposed to do?
Me.
All right, we return from go from insanity back to the reason country wisdom of Randy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, Randy.
Hi, y'all.
Hey.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy. Look at here. I want to talk about love.
Love.
I want to talk about love. Now, normally, I save that around Valentine's Day, but... Mm-hmm. Today, I have felt the need to talk about love because love is in the air, in the form of love bug.
Oh, yeah.
I feel it in my fingers. Yeah. I feel it in my bones, too. Yeah.
We were just talking about those little creatures that fly united, yes.
Well, let me speak on the subject.
Okay.
All right. They, first of all, they're harmless. They don't, they're not the type of bugs that eat any type of lawn, ornamental, anything, any crop, nothing like that. However, they are aggravated. I went out to my, visit my folks, and I kind of got my heart hurt. I'll tell you, I kind of got my heart hurt. Went out to visit my folks, and there were love bugs everywhere, lying dead, where my folks had sprayed. Apparently, these bugs are attracted to windows and doors.
Yeah.
Faces.
Any kind of opening to the home, they seem to be attracted to.
Cars.
Cars, certainly. And so, the love bugs laying dead everywhere. And I looked at them very closely. Some were singular. Some seemed to have died in the fits of passion.
Yes.
And I kind of felt bad for the single ones.
Yeah, but, I know.
That was really not why my heart was hurt. I looked over there, and guess what I saw?
What'd you see?
I saw a can of Raid.
Raid?
Aerosol. Raid.
Raid?
Raid. And I said, folks, I own a feed store. Okay? I've got lots of products in the store that you can use for these love bugs, and y'all have purchased a can of Raid. Somewhere else, not at my business. I don't sell Raid.
Overkill? Overkill for love bugs?
Sir?
So in other words, Raid is just complete overkill.
No, not really. I mean, it did a fine job. And here's the point. Love bugs aren't hard to kill. Controlling them is when they're massing in an area is difficult unless you're okay with spraying an insecticide around your windows and doors.
Right.
The residual is generally not enough that the next batch that comes and lands there is going to have any effect much on them. However, there is such thing as a sticky trap. Now, we have sticky traps that, you know, the old fly tape paper that pulls down? We have some that are much, much larger. Larger surface area can hold a lot of these bugs, and there's a lot of them out there. Something in the climate, Mother Nature, has favored these things. But they don't last that long. They'll be gone before long.
All right, so you can take care of that problem and many others at Prattville Farm Center. They've got products for those in the equestrian community. A lot of land services available through Prattville Farm as well.
Going strong. We're doing a lot of land clearing type jobs.
And for what it's worth, I get my shampoo there. It's Mane and Tail, and it's kept my hairline in place for 30 years.
And man, look at your hair.
Look, you've got good hair, too. I think you secretly use it. Give us your location and hours, Randy.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, about a third of a mile south of the Uptown McDonald's on Highway 31. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday for your shopping convenience.
Randy, we appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Y'all have a blessed day.
You too.
Later.
Are you done with your day-to-day drudgery? Tired of the 9-to-5 salt mine?
I am not a morning person. Wake me at 10.
If I have the day off, I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
I really got to get some sleep.
I hear the secrets that you keep.
I sleep practically naked.
We got to get to work.
I just want to sleep for 3 days.
My job... Don't get me started on because it really annoys me.
I think I might need to lie down.
Back to work, everyone.
We come in day after day.
I am very angry and sleepy.
I spit in your mouth while you sleep.
I hear the secrets as you keep.
I couldn't sleep last night.
When you're talking in your sleep.
I only got 11 or 12 hours sleep last night.
I think, folks, I just dozed off with my eyes open there.
It's CBS Premiere Thursday, starting with the Young Sheldon season premiere.
That's a great idea.
Plus, it's the series premiere of The Unicorn, a new comedy about moving on.
You need to start dating.
With everything that I have going on?
You have nothing going on.
And after the season premiere of Mom, catch Patricia Heaton in the series premiere of Carol's second act.
You're that intern.
Yes, I'm the old intern.
Followed by the series premiere of Evil, CBS Tonight.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win 1 of 5 great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a 1-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy every month for a year from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon and Blue Water Broadcasting.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Ooh, looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
That'll get you into the Halloween spirit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, somebody's showing their on TV. Oh, that's Adam Schiff. That's not a my mistake. I'm sorry.
It's just, that's just his forehead. That's just the way his forehead looks.
It's, yeah, it's got that.
It's not 3.
It's not 3 o'clock.
That was funny. No, what he said was very funny. He was being incorrigible, and I appreciate it. 8:56 is the time. From our I Missed It News department earlier today, we learned this iconic song, Jesse's Girl, was actually going to be called Gary's Girl, because Rick Springfield, the Gary that had the girl that he wanted, he just thought that was a lousy name for a song, so he changed Gary. But it might have sounded like this. Only we can.
Gary is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. Lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define.
Gary's
got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes,
him being Gary.
And she's loving with that body, I just know it's
Gary.
And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
That's Gary.
You know I wish that I had
Gary's girl.
I wish that I had
Gary's girl. God, God, God. Gary's girl, yeah.
Would have sold a couple of more records, I think.
Maybe. Listener Mark Cumby, yesterday we spent a lot of time morning and afternoon with one-hit wonders. I don't know this song.
I know this one. It was a upper mid-charter from the early 80s.
So, Mark, we're a day late, but we're going to give this a sample here.
All right.
On the Loops.
Yep. It's really a cool song. It was out about the time as... Lover Boys Turn Me Loose.
About the same time.
This is Saga.
The Thompson Twinkies.
Oh, yeah. You turn, you hold me now.
No, yeah. And who else? The European sound. In fact, yesterday, we were, I think, the greatest one-hit wonder and the best video of all time, Take On Me by Aha. And Jay Quellen looked up the girl in that video and how she looks today. Yeah. That was an amazing thing to
see.
Is
that the person that's replacing me?
Starting Monday.
All right.
Nobody's replacing you.
We have a new Emily starting.
We're making a dream come true.
Don't go away, man.
She wants to be with Rich Thomas. And I can't turn a good friend like Jay Quellen down when you're going to be off anyway. Why not? I mean, I'm very rarely that I can grant a wish.
My name didn't come up at all? Okay.
No.
And we're chopped liver.
Well,
ain't nobody giving two hecks about us.
And chopped liver is cost plus 10%.
There you go.
Joey, 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 Joey.
Young Joey coming up next. He's busy watching that thing that we mistook for a male.
It's a whistleblower.